Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable and some great music that we'll talk about. And music is where it's at, and that's what we're talking about this morning. Fresh Grass is Mass Mocha's three-day festival of bluegrass and roots music. If I had to put it in words, I'd say it was profound, intelligent, dark, disturbing, and heartbreaking.
We love this guy.
Now, Jody was making fun of our last introduction. Well, good morning. Welcome. No, instead, it's family friendly and is brimming with bright talent on four stages and is also, well, there's the Mass Mocha Galleries as well. Brick-lined courtyards, grassy fields. It is produced in partnership by Mass Mocha, the Fresh Grass Foundation, and No Depression. This year's lineup of world-class talent includes Glenn Hansard, who we just heard, beautiful, Roseanne Cash, who was on the show yesterday, Old Crow Medicine Show, Ricky Skaggs, Kentucky Thunder, Aoife O'Donovan, and many, many more. Here with the preview, and to point out other highlights that we welcome, Chris Wadsworth, Fresh Grass founder and producer and publisher of No Depression, and Jody Joseph, Mass Mocha's Director of Communications. It is a great pleasure to have you both here. Thank you very much.
Great to be here.
Thank you for the profound introduction.
It's very nice to have you on the program. We're always good to see you guys, so thank you very much for coming in. At the beginning of this, Fresh Grass, I mean, did you have any idea what you were building here?
We had hopes. We had hopes and dreams. But we started very small and humbly. And I think first year we had more artists than attendees. So we started in a good spot and worked our way up from there.
Because it's a big deal. I mean, it's a huge thing, and it's a big thing on the calendar of many people of looking for this type of music.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's been a really fun ride for the last 5 years, we're happy to see where it goes from here.
All right, go ahead.
One of the most fun things for us is the ticket sales the day after the festival. So no artists have been announced. We're all, you know, festival hungover to some degree, and boom, 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 the tickets just start climbing. So people do just put this on their calendar. Fresh Grass.
There's a trust.
People make a plan.
And people know that it's going to be cool. So what is the Fresh Grass Foundation? How did this whole thing come about?
Fresh Grass Foundation is really an umbrella idea. So it houses a couple of things. It houses the festival, and now it houses the No Depression publication, which is a quarterly journal for roots music, and it houses the No Depression online community, which I think is the largest of its kind. You know, it's a couple hundred thousand people who are regularly visiting No Depression, and so we have a daily dialogue with a lot of folks.
And what is No Depression?
No Depression is a roots music discussion and community. So, you know, we have a journal that comes out every quarter that talks about lots of different artists, that talks about the history of different forms of roots music. We have a issue that is actually being introduced at the Fresh Grass Festival this weekend that is called Speak Up, which is how music and politics interact. We thought it was an appropriate time for that type of topic.
So what? Just give us a rundown here for the three days? Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday,
yep.
Saturday, Sunday. So tomorrow,
we kick off at 6 o'clock.
Yay.
We are almost entirely on Joe's Field tomorrow night, other Joe. So we will, Glenn Hansard is the big headliner. We'll do a late night concert in the back into the Hunter Center at Mass Mocha with Devil Makes Three, which is a Brattleboro-based band. So some listeners are probably super familiar with those guys. We love them at Fresh Grass. And then we pack it all up and go home and come back on Saturday.
Excellent. And some people just stay there, right? There's camping and all that nonsense?
Yeah, there is. We have two.
All that nonsense. I'm sorry. Yeah.
We have two big camping sites. We just busted into our second, our sort of reserve camping spot. So there's been a ton of new demand for camping this year. And the camping also benefits some charity in North Adams. Not some charity. The ROPES program there, which is sort of brings together children and law enforcement in
Oh, that's great. Well,
yeah, recreational settings.
Sure, that's great. So it helps out, and obviously, and is it all on site or is it sort of around and then you get bused in? Is that how that works?
There are shuttle buses that run from the campgrounds. One is just down the road in Adams, and the other one is about a 10-minute walk from Mass Moca in downtown North Adams.
Excellent. When you look at the I think I interrupted you in the full. Did you get through the full rundown of performers?
I got you Friday.
Okay.
All right. So much more.
Let's
Holy
do Saturday
God.
And Sunday.
On Saturday.
Please, you're doing great.
All right.
On Saturday starts one of my favorite parts of the festival, which is the...
Chris, you're on Sunday. Get ready.
The Fresh Grass Award is 20 bands competing in 4 categories for over $25,000 in cash, prizes, travel. We send them to winners to a studio in Nashville to record. They get a slot to play our festival next year. So it's young artists or emerging artists in the categories of banjo, fiddle, duo, so two-person groups, and then band contests. And it is just kids playing and singing, largely kids, playing and singing their hearts out for us. And this year they're coming from all over the world.
Yeah, we've got a group from Czechoslovakia, and we've got a group from, well, we have a banjo player from Japan, and then we have bands from, you know, as far west, I believe, as Oregon, and then from, you know, down south and up north and everything in between. So it's a really neat group. And the results of this year's contest, you know, they then play next year at the festival. And so this year we have last year's winners. So we have a great duo in Zoe and Cloyd playing, who's playing on Sunday, I believe.
They're on Sunday,
yeah. They're on Sunday. And... Mile 12, which was the fiddle winner, and Old Salt Union, who's starting off the festival. So this is how the cycle works.
Yeah. So then Sunday. Are we done with Saturday? Or are we selling more on Saturday?
I gave you a little of Saturday. That's,
just list them out.
I should be following along. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We just got the contest
out of the way, right? Okay. What else is on Saturday?
Old Crow Medicine Show is on Saturday night. That's our main, our big act on the main stage in Joe's Field. We also do something really fun on Saturday, the Grassed Waltz, which is Allison Brown, who's one of our bluegrass and festival heroes, gets a bunch of her friends together, and she's doing a tribute to the band. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. We have another late-night party with the infamous String Dusters. That'll be in the Hunter Center after Old Crow hits the stage. And so much music in between there, including another one of my favorite things at the festival is our Film with Live Music program. So we take old silent films, we find a musician to pair them with, which this year includes Aoife O'Donovan and Daryl Anger,
Stefan Rimbel, and Parsonfield,
who are a semi-local Pioneer Valley band. So they're all doing scoring film, putting live music to film during the festival for us.
Terrific.
It's fun.
All right. Can I go to him for
Please.
Sunday? Okay. Chris, tell me about Sunday.
I'm going to list out the bands.
All
How
right.
About that?
Go ahead. Show so, off. Go ahead.
So we start out with Parsonfield, John Reichman and the Jaybirds, yep. Stefan Rimbel. Allison Brown is doing her own set in addition to the Grassed Waltz that she's doing on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then we headline with Ricky Skaggs. And Roseanne Cash.
Man.
And then I forgot one. Doyle Lawson is playing in between. So I think that's everybody. So it's an amazing lineup.
It really is an amazing lineup. How important is it to get... So do you sort of start with headliner and then work on the other stuff when you're booking it? Or how does that work?
Yeah, we start with this notion of we're trying to curate the entire festival. So one way to look at it is, you know, the headliners and then the up-and-coming acts and everything in between. But then we also think about it in terms of... you know, the types of music that's being played and how familiar these artists are with, or how familiar the audience is with the artists. So we try to have a mix of people who are well-known and also people who will be surprises and will add to the weekend that way.
So you, because you want to be an incubator of some way of music and musicians. Of
Absolutely. Future. I mean, that's part of what the awards does is that, you know, we're in our own little way, in our own little corner, we're trying to push this music forward and look for folks who are doing innovative stuff in roots music. And that's a great way to attract a bunch of those people.
It's I was in Williamstown last night, and I mean, there's signs that everybody's talking about the festival, and it's really cool that you had that. So this is what number?
Six.
I mean, most people would tell you that to have that kind of buzz that quickly is pretty cool.
Well, we're
we think
we're,
so.
We think so.
All right, I just want to make sure you guys realized it. Didn't take it for granted, because it's really cool.
And Chris has done a great job bringing together other assets, the foundation, and in addition to the festival, the Fresh Grass Foundation underwrites a commissioning.
I mean that
project
for us. That's a way that we can add to the event and Fresh Grass as a brand in general. So you know, we're looking for ways to discover artists. We're looking for ways to commission music with artists and really evolving around new music, because that's where we feel like we can make a difference.
And there's a lot of great new music coming.
There is a lot of great new music coming this weekend and overall. So
the future is bright.
Future is bright.
Blue. Grass. Blue. Sorry.
Fresh grass.
You want to turn off my mic?
No, that's fine. It's all fine, Jody. Everything is fine. Fresh Grass takes place at Mass Mocha on, let me try this again. Fresh Grass takes place at Mass Mocha, North Adams, Massachusetts, this Friday through Sunday. For more information, you can visit freshgrass.com or massmocha.org. Those links will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Again, it's freshgrass.com or massmocha.org. It sounds like a blast. I hope to get over there. I really want to see Roseanne Cash, so I would love to do that. It just sounds like a great weekend, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and thank you very much for sharing with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us. We hope to see you there, Joe.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Chris Wadsworth and Jody Joseph, thank you. Again, you can find out more at freshgrass.com or massmocha.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.